When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today's topic is about two of our favorite lifts that you can get.
That's right.
While you're sewing. What? Not a facelift.
But I wouldn't mind having a facelift.
Yeah, that would be fine. Or yeah. some kind of
a butt lift.
Some kind of lift.
Yeah.
Like a
boob lift.
Any belly lift.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I could lift. I need like just slit the top and pull everything up right now.
Well, you should just sleep upside down. We should just, you know.
I do hang upside down a lot.
Yeah.
I do.
In your aerial yoga.
But speaking of giving you a lift, did you lift your new chair today?
Yes, I did. We have new chairs.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you guys.
The podcasts are probably going to sound better.
If you ever hesitate to buy a specific piece of furniture for sewing or a chair for sewing because you need to be more comfortable, just do yourself a favor and do it.
Yeah, get comfortable, everybody.
Right. It makes a world of difference.
Actually,
it makes me smile more.
I was just listening to another podcaster who said that he got feedback after his first few episodes that he should stand up while he podcasts. And I was like,
Well, there is a theory about that in speech.
And that
if you stand up, like they used to tell you that even in business, stand up when you answer the phone. But well, I don't know. Who knows?
We project.
I think I'm pretty okay sitting down.
Yeah, keep projecting, Mom. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, and then just a reminder before we get into it, sign up for our newsletter. It's go to sewhere.com/lovenote if you don't already get it, because I let you know about super cool things in there. It's a little weekly update in case our Facebook group or is a little too much for you, like if there's too much going on.
No, you really want the newsletter.
And I let you know about sales and things like that. And there's also fun little, I call them personal narratives.
I think my chair
narratives.
Squeaks a little bit, like the faux leather.
Made out of pleather or whatever.
Pleather, yes.
Okay, so the first lift we're going to talk about today is the thread lift. And I hesitated a little bit there because I love both of these things so much that I couldn't decide which one to talk about first. We use these just about every day in our sewing. And when I say thread lift, you want to help me describe this?
Well, I think part of what we need to do is say that other people might call it a spool holder or something like that. A thread lift is basically it has a base, and the one we like has a round metal base, and the one we like is an industrial one. They do come in a home version. I would suggest that it's not worth the money. They're not heavy enough. They're not tall enough a lot of times. The industrial version is really what you would like to purchase.
It's got a, I mean, this is like iron. It's like cast.
I don't know. Get your magnet out.
Iron.
Feels like iron.
It's really
cast
heavy.
Metal. It's very heavy.
When they
it's certainly not aluminum.
No, and when they come to me, they're apart. I have to hammer them together.
Right.
It's heavy.
It
will not fall over on you.
Right.
So it has a round base.
A round base, and it's usually painted. And then in the middle of that round base, you have a tall, tall pin for your spool to sit on. And the base is big enough to accommodate the biggest thread I've ever had, and I've had some big, industrial cones that I've used.
Sure. Yeah, big, like you can use a small spool or a gigantor cone. And in fact, it's for some machines, this is the only way you can use a cone.
Right.
Right.
And the other thing is, you know, anything fits on it.
Right.
Basically. Then you have to the side, you have a long vertical, what, pole, should we call it?
Like,
or,
yeah.
Yes. Another long vertical pole, and it'll have a like a hook or a loop that you bring the thread up off the spool and you put it through that guide, that's that loop on the, and then you go to your machine.
And I'd say this is about 14 inches high or something.
Do you
like
think
that?
It's that high? At least a foot, yeah.
I think it's more than a foot because I have to pack these up all the time.
Oh, and they don't fit
in the,
yeah, that makes sense.
12-inch box.
Right. And what reason would you use these? And there's multiple reasons.
Right.
Not only spool or cone size, but it might have to do with the type of thread you're using or the type of machine you're using or that you need another spool holder because you're using an extra thread and the machine you have doesn't have one.
Let's pretend you don't have a thread lift and you're like, what the heck? You might want to look up a picture of it, and there should be one with this podcast like on our website.
Should you tell them how many like I usually have set
Sure,
up?
But let's talk about how one would normally put thread
okay.
on their machine.
All right.
Most machines have some kind of spool pin. Somehow, it'll be a vertical one, it'll be a horizontal one. I have had people buy these when they have some kind of old machine or hand-me-down and the spool pin's been broken off.
That's true too. Well, and ideally, your machine nowadays, the more contemporary machines will have a vertical and a horizontal spool pin, because the vertical pin is for thread that is stacked, and the horizontal one should be for cross-wound thread.
That's right. Now, you can use either type of thread with your thread lift because the thread goes vertical
right,
first.
Right, because it's coming up and over.
And
right.
This is a difference between what happens in your machine and what happens with a thread lift.
Right.
On your machine, it's a direct path from the spool straight into your tension disc.
That's correct.
Okay, so basically there's going to be a thread guide or
right.
something, and then it's going to go into your tension disc. And you have your foot lifted, your presser foot lifted, so your tension discs are
That's
open.
That's right,
you
always thread with that presser foot.
Episode
up.
One. Okay, so anyway, you have that that very direct path from spool to tension disc on a machine. But if you haven't thought about this before, when thread is wound onto a spool in the factory, it actually gets stretched out a little bit.
Exactly.
No matter what, no matter the fiber content, and then sometimes with certain
it's on
fiber,
there tight.
With certain fiber contents, it can get stretched more.
Or with certain other elements like metallic threads, when they say metallic, it truly is metal. That is a thin little strip of metal. And some of them have mylar in them that some of your like slinky flat threads. So that's plastic. All of those actually are, not only are they getting stretched, in a way they're getting bent.
Yeah. So when you have something shiny like that, it can be made up of an actual metal, or it can be made up of some kind of polyester that's been made to be shiny, or, you know. But bottom line is, it's a very far cry from what sewing machines were originally meant to sew with.
That's right.
Right. You know. Yeah,
that's right.
Something like, you know, originally all of our threads were made from cotton, and then we have some, we like to use polyester nowadays.
Right.
Some very high quality polyesters, which still have the hand of like a natural fiber.
Right.
They're flexible. They're
right.
soft. But you get into those weird threads.
We're all grateful that polyester has improved in my lifetime.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, you get into these weird threads like metallic or like stretchy thread, right?
Or a lot of times the decorative threads.
Decorative threads.
Combo.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. They'll,
you know, they'll have the mylar and the poly together, or the metal and the poly
That's
together.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
So what the thread lift does is it gives more distance between the spool and the tension disc, and it can allow
us all to
relax. I will always remember, Mom, like, you talk about fibers relaxing in several different areas of sewing.
Yes.
You'll talk about it in, like, ironing and steaming. Yeah, you'll be like, let the fibers relax. And then you'll be like, oh, well, when you use a thread lift, it allows your fibers to relax before they get to the tension disc.
When I use a metallic thread, I go to a thread lift. I don't even question it, whether it's on my serger, my sewing machine, or whether I'm sewing or embroidering or serging.
So some machines have a little bit of a version of a thread lift. Right. Like a serger often will have that like telescoping guide.
Right.
But the serger spool pins, like on our baby lock serger, they accommodate a cone of serger thread. And even when you take the cone holder off, they have that flare. So if you want to use something special.
Well, and they have adapters for all that. Sure. I mean, any spool will fit on there, basically, mm-hmm. unless it's too big.
Right.
But the thread lifts right there, and you just pull it up behind you, and you go.
Okay, so Mom was like, how many thread lifts do I have? We have one per machine.
At least. Sometimes two.
Sitting back there.
And which means we have 4 to 5 minimal.
And we just recorded a podcast on durable versus non-durable sewing notions.
That's right.
And I really feel silly that I was the durable. I was the, you know, this sewing notion could last forever half of the podcast, and I didn't include a thread lift.
So,
and I was wrong.
So it truly is an investment.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to wear out on you.
I mean, and these cost under $15.
Right. It's not going to wear out on you.
And they last forever. I have had this fix people's sewing problems.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You used to throw out a stat that you were like, oh, this reduces thread breakage by this much.
Yeah, I really used to have stats. I used to, but yeah, I think it was like 30 or 40%.
And
it
I don't
something
know where
amazing.
That's,
I can't remember.
I don't know where that's from.
I probably got it from you know who at Baby Lock.
Doug.
Yeah. Hey, Doug.
So I don't think we have, just in case you're
right.
like, what study are you
and
citing?
I believe everything Doug says, so I got it from Doug.
So we don't have an actual study, but it can help so much. If you have what gets eliminated in this equation of a thread lift, what also gets eliminated is the spool cap.
Right.
On those horizontal
right.
spools. And
it, like you said, it doesn't matter if it's stacked or round wound. Okay, stacked and round wound is the same way. Like, so it looks even on the spool and it goes up and down, right? And then cross wound, you can see the
X's,
threads like crossing over in X's, right?
Yeah, I think it looks.
But if you'll hear somebody say stacked or round wound, that's
the
same
thing.
Right.
So you eliminate the spool cap in this situation.
Which is also another thing because you don't have to look for the spool
cap. Don't have to worry about
cap.
It, you know?
Well, the other place I use this is oftentimes in the serger. Because I know Baby Lock searchers do this, and I can do all kinds of screwy things that I decide to do, I might put two different threads in one looper.
Right.
And if I'm using a, you know, my other loop, so my two loopers already have a thread each in them, but
right.
I'm going to stick another looper, another thread in that upper looper, or maybe in both of my loopers.
Or whatever.
Because I'm adding texture or color, what, you know, ever I feel like doing. I do run out of spool pins.
Yes, yes, you can run out of spool pins.
I do run out of spool pins, and I want them to come directly into that feed that you know, Baby Lock has set up on
right.
that serger. So I've got it right there, right behind their guide.
And yeah, and I just want to say, I just want to finish my thought about the spool
oh,
pin.
Oh, I cut you off.
I know,
I
surprising,
cut you
right?
Off.
The spool cap, has anybody out there ever gotten their thread caught up in their spool cap? If you never have, good for you. It might happen one day. But there are lots of different recommendations about this. You know, some people are like, use a spool cap that's the biggest and put it real snug to the thread. And what that's supposed to do is make your thread ride around that spool cap.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of that.
Well, that's not really correct.
I know.
Yeah.
I've seen it, though.
Mm-hmm,
and then
right.
so, and then we do, there's a little tiny spool cap that we love, and it fits kind of inside of a lot of spools.
Yes, it
so
does.
It's very low
mm-hmm.
profile. Great.
Especially the little cardboard spools.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of those small embroidery
cones. Small embroidery cones, right.
So that's good, too. But this just, it just takes it out of the equation.
Right.
You
so
can't
what,
get it stuck.
Since we brought this up, what
yeah.
spool cap are you supposed to use? You are supposed to use the spool cap that is closest to the end size of the end of your spool or smaller.
That's what I think.
Yep. No, that's what you're
okay,
supposed to do.
I'm glad
that's
you
how
say
it's
that.
Made. Nope.
That's not all machines come with different sizes.
That
you know?
Is what I have been taught by three different sewing machine manufacturers when I went to their training. That is what I've been taught.
So this just takes that away. Still, though, sometimes on metallic threads, I'll just mention this before we take our message break, right. I think, on some metallic threads and on the MaxiLock Stretch, which we are in love with, we use a thread net, and we still use that on our thread lift, okay? So the thread lift can just stay behind your machine. It can stay next to your machine. It's very heavy. It's going to last forever. If you got one of these as a hand-me-down, it's okay to keep.
It's okay. You can keep it. You don't have to throw. And, you know, some don't only have one pin on the bottom. They have, like, doubles.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might see a little bit different configuration or something.
So we do. We really love this, though. And it can help a lot to reduce thread breakage. And, you know, we do sell these on our site, but a lot of dealers have these. A lot of, you know, sewing stores. But I'd get one with the metal base.
You know what time it is, Mallory?
Time for a message break.
That's right. This episode is brought to you by the Sew Here Box. For more information, go to sewhere.com/box.
So the first Sew Here Box was an absolute success, and it happened right before Christmas in 2016. And we asked in the group if people would want a box of stuff curated by me and you, and they got all excited.
I know.
Yeah.
And I started looking on the internet and looking at, like, the bark box, and it didn't correlate very well. Because I was like, what are we going to put in this box? I didn't want to disappoint anybody.
Well, and so it's a little different than some of the other boxes
That's
out
right.
there, right? So the Sew Here box is not a subscription. You don't have to, like, keep paying to get it.
Right.
We put one out quarterly in general, and it's got a theme. And we put together a bunch of, you know, fun things that go with the theme have to do with sewing. But
they're not fun. Fun.
That's right.
It's I guess it's fun in the sense that it's a surprise or something you haven't used before and something you probably are going to fall in love with and can't sew without.
And then there's also fun branded exclusive materials.
Yes.
Like the infamous I am a sewing machine pin.
Yes, and all of Mallory's pins are infamous.
That's right. Highly coveted. And that pin was only available to Sew Here Box purchasers.
That's right.
So we've so far put out the Sew Here Box Indulge Edition. That was our first one. And then we did the Dressmaker's Delight.
Which I keep calling the Dressmaker's Dream. But it was maybe we can have a Dressmaker's
later.
Dream.
Yeah,
later.
You know,
right.
A year from now.
Right.
And so the newest box is our Stitchin' with Knits box. So, you know, if you're listening to this in the past, don't worry. You can go, or listening to it in the future,
right.
If this is in the past, you can go to sewhere.com/box and you'll be directed to the most recent Sew Here box or to sign up for our newsletter to get exclusive early announcements about when the next box is available. And you can take a little piece of ZD's sewing studio home with you.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, welcome back. Now we're going to talk about our other favorite lift.
Besides facelift.
And the
eye lift.
I am pregnant at the moment, and man, I just
and a wish, belly lift.
I wish someone would just lift my belly.
You
and
need
carry
just like one of the like a little wheelbarrow thing.
Carry
like
it around up for your me.
Yeah, don't you wish you could just set it off to the side for a while? And
sometimes
then you take it back. Yeah.
There are some magical times I feel like I wake up and I don't feel
you forget
very pregnant.
Right.
I'm like, this is nice for a second. You know, it just, you know, I've been having a lot of pain. Anyway, so.
Someday she won't be pregnant. We won't have to
sometime,
listen to this.
Someday right. You won't have to hear me complain.
Right.
Okay, knee lift. Oh, man.
Which is not when they surgically make there your you knee higher.
We've got knee lift. What else is a knee lift called?
I wonder
called?
If there is such a thing. Like people don't like the skin on their knees, and they you know,
I'm
slit
sure.
it and pull it. Well, probably.
I'm sure.
If you have enough money, you can get anything lifted.
There
I
are
think.
Like calf implants.
That's
there are
right.
all sorts of things.
I'm sure.
A knee lift, or sometimes it'll be called like a freehand system or something like that, is a lever that pops into the front of your machine.
That's correct.
And you move your right knee.
That's correct.
Over to the right.
Mm-hmm. You push it away to
and
the right.
It
mm-hmm.
raises your presser foot.
Yes. And I want to say, when you say, my grandma had this on her old Singer, no, she did not. Okay? These were on industrial machines, and they were actually on another home machine for years. The thing that you had, that your grandmother had, that she pushed that knee lever with, it was pushing, actually.
It was powering
her machine. And actually, if you would have looked at the setup and looked inside the cabinet, the power pedal was in there, and it was mounted in a sideways position, and that lever moved up against it to start the machine. So you didn't have to power your machine with your foot. You were powering it with your knee. So that was a knee-powered
machine.
Sort of, right, adaptation. It is not a knee lift.
I used to always really impress people. They were like, I want to bring this machine in and convert it from knee power to foot power. And I was like, well, you just need a screwdriver because your power
put
pedal
it on your wall.
Mounted to the side. And now that I, you know what I hadn't really thought about, but it's a little safer. Like, you
than
know,
being on the floor?
Yeah, than being on the floor, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, now so many machines, you know, if you unplug the foot
pedal,
you can show
sure.
with the button on
but
the front
I'm
of your machine.
But I'm just thinking
right?
about how, like, I've accidentally right. pushed the foot pedal under something or, yeah. you know, when Gina pushed yeah. the foot pedal under
she used
the
a whole spool of
yeah, yeah, she was surging while she was vacuuming and didn't realize it. But yeah, but so sometimes I feel like people are resistant to the knee lift.
Right.
Because they say, oh, no, I like to do it with my foot.
Now,
you know?
I do have a statistic on this. And this says, the statistic, and I can't quote my source because I've been quoting this statistic forever, that you sew 30% faster. And I have no doubt in that. And I think maybe it's even faster than that.
I was going to say.
And the reason that yeah. I certainly always believe it, too, is if you look at any industrial machine, it has a knee lift.
So what the knee lift does.
Why? Because they want production.
Yeah, they want it to be fast.
Right.
So what the knee lift does is it raises the presser foot.
And opens the tension disc.
And allows you to then use both of your hands
right.
to manipulate your fabric.
That's right.
You know the real miracle place that this exists is the Ovation Serger.
Oh, I know. It's the only serger on the market that has the free hands knee lift.
And so I really like it that when I go to do my cover stitch mm-hmm. and I've turned up that hem
right,
and I've got it where I want it, that I can just boop, knee out to the right, slide that puppy under
that's
my
right.
raised presser foot, bam, go to town. On the overlock portion of the machine, I don't use it as much because I don't raise my presser foot as often. You
that's
know,
because
I kind of send things through, and you like I don't.
Well, I have used it if I come to
I've
a junction. If I come to a junction where like there's four seams mm-hmm. meeting or something, and I feel like it needs
you
that
need to raise
bump
your presser foot.
Right,
yeah.
I'll use it there.
I have, but I really love it for that cover stitch for some reason.
Well, I do know, and Mallory, I don't know if Mallory wants to embellish on this, but I have these little fits when I set it any machine that doesn't have a knee lift on it.
I think maybe just for, you know, to preserve your reputation, That's all we'll say.
Okay. You know, we were just at Common Threads. They sent me at a Destiny.
Yeah.
And they didn't have
the knee lift
in. And I just looked at the baby lock person, monitor person, and I said, if you knew me, you would not sit me here. And she immediately, like, opened the drawer, pulled it out, and
drawer.
Put it in. That's right.
It was in the drawer. Right. Okay. Mom would sit down.
I get in a really bad mood.
She gets ticked off, okay?
Well, it takes away the way I sew.
Absolutely. So when we really love to use the knee lift, think about, like, setting in a sleeve or sewing around any type of curve where you want to raise that presser foot.
Right.
There are...
It's machine applique.
Machine applique.
It's like a given. You have to have it.
So there is, Baby Lock has on some of their higher end machines something called a pivot function.
Right.
You can activate it. You press a button. And then from that time on, whenever you sew, when you stop, it will drop the needle down into the fabric and raise the presser foot.
Right.
And I've used that before, but I must admit that I enjoy the flexibility of deciding when I want the presser foot to come up. Now, I do sew, and I have my needle stop in the down position most of the time.
I sew needle down.
Yeah. But then, you know, you just move your knee. Oh, gosh. And you move your knee lift. And if you want to take out the tails and not use a thread cutter, you want to take your fabric out, you know, and not use a thread cutter, you just bump that knee lift to the side, bring it out, bam. Or if you have used a thread cutter.
Right.
You've used the thread cutter and then you bump the knee lift out to the side and you move it. And it's all gone. And the knee lift is just. I think it's indispensable.
I do, too.
I really love it. Now,
it's like, why would I drive a car these days without power steering?
Yes. Yes.
You know, like, it didn't used to be essential, but all of a sudden everybody started putting it on their machine and we're all used to it and it's made life so much better.
The Jane, the Baby Lock Jane has a knee lift.
Yes.
And that machine is it's a straight
stitch
only.
That's sort of an industrial crossover.
Yeah, kind of like a semi-industrial machine.
Yeah,
it's a
commercial crossover.
Vroom vroom machine and I love it. And you know what machine I wish that it had a knee lift is the Baby Lock Sashiko.
Oh, yeah.
And then
absolutely.
I was in class with Evie Hawkins.
Yeah.
She was teaching. I wasn't in class with her. I was in her class, and I was, like, sitting next to somebody. This is at Baby Lock. And I said, you know, I just wish this had a knee lift. And this lady next to me goes, this machine doesn't need a knee lift. And I was like, excuse me.
Do not know what you're talking
every
about.
Every machine needs a knee lift.
It's a good thing I wasn't there.
Yes.
I might have jumped her.
Yeah. I didn't actually respond like that. Yeah. But in my brain, I was like, excuse you? Every machine
needs a
knee lift.
See, in my brain, I would be going, she doesn't know how
she
to
doesn't
sew.
Understand.
She doesn't even know how to sew. She doesn't understand.
This is
she
where we get the iTunes review. Someone's like, they are so elitist. I guess
yeah,
they are listening.
You got that right.
So we
need to name a machine elite. Do we have one?
I'm sure there is one. But yeah, when Baby Lock lets us design a sewing machine,
it'll be called the elitist.
The elitist.
I think it'll be called the elitist. That's what it will be called.
When you use a knee lift, sometimes people have gotten a label put on the knee lift.
Yes.
Some people will come to me and say, I don't need a knee lift. I'm not a quilter. Or they'll come to me and say, I don't need a knee lift. I'm not a garment sewer.
Right.
I think it is totally useful for both applications.
I have to tell you, I do not like to sew without it, and I sort of refuse most of the time to sew without it.
Denise is somebody who messaged me, and she was in the throes of buying a Baby Lock serger from not us, you know, from another dealer. She, like, lives in California. She goes, well.
When we were dealers. We're not dealers now.
I think we were still a dealer.
Right, we were.
And so she had an evolution, and she was getting sort of, like, excited about maybe trading up to the Ovation. And, she's asking me, should I do it? And, you know, I try to give my best opinion. I'm like, well, you know, if you want to. Like, that's everybody's choice with a machine. Like, if you got the funds, you know, of course it can be great to have. And she said, I don't think I need the knee lift because I'm not a quilter. And I was like, no.
I do
much garment sewing on the Ovation, and I use the knee lift all the time, you know. So definitely knee lift is going to be your big helper. And sometimes people will call it a third hand. So can you imagine that you've got a big, bulky I don't care if it's a quilt or a wedding dress.
Wedding dress. Oh,
you know?
Oh my.
You've got both your hands on that project.
If you can keep both your hands on your project, you are always at an advantage.
And you want to pivot.
That's
right. Or you want to move.
Anything.
Or you want to whatever.
Right.
And you can just bump your knee to the side to get that action.
Right.
And move and use both of your hands. Plus, if you have that bulk under there and your presser foot's
that's right. Or if it's changing,
right
sort
back,
of changing bulk. Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That can be difficult just to get your hand in there.
That's right.
No, it's like having a, I don't know, like a remote control for your presser foot almost.
There's no reason not to have it is what we're telling you. And I have had people say, I've had my machine for 3 years and I never used it. And I said, if you will come sit with me for 10 minutes with your machine, I can convince you. And I have convinced a lot of people.
We used to be dealers, guys. And so I knew these people really well. And if they told me that they aren't used to their knee lift,
right,
I'd say, you bring that into your next class and
that's
I'll
right.
make you use
and
it.
And they would thank us forever.
I'd get a little drill sergeant on
right.
them. You know, I'd say,
yeah.
hey, you know, right. don't you move that hand. You know, I'd say, use
they
your
were,
knee. Oh, okay.
They were forever grateful.
Yes,
they
yes.
really were.
No, they had a good time.
So
yes.
I know that we said we were only talking about thread lift and knee lift, but I think that you brought something up.
Here you go. No, I'm kidding.
I think you brought something up that we can talk about because it's a quickie at the end of this to fill in a little bit, and it's, do you sew in needle down or needle up position? Now, not all machines have this capability, but you know, towards the mid higher end, they all do. And why do they? Or not why, but why is it a convenience or not a convenience?
I don't know. I think that might be a lot to cover because I've got a lot of thoughts on this.
Yeah.
So there are certain aspects. Here, I'll run through them real quick. So normally I sew needle down.
Right.
With my more modern baby lock machines, I like to use the thread cutter. The thread cutter is fast, okay,
mm-hmm.
on the more modern machines. They used to not be as fast. When you use the thread cutter, your needle goes up afterwards.
Yes, it does.
And then I go boom with my knee lift and I take my thing out,
right,
whatever I'm sewing out, okay? And then on our Destiny, it has the multifunction foot control
right.
that you can tap
right.
to do that half a stitch. So I'll default
like.
To needle
yes.
down, and then I'll tap to bring it up if I ever want to.
That's right.
Okay.
My reason in the early days of could you choose needle up and
yeah.
down, I always chose needle down. And one reason was everybody out, especially all of you young mothers, you always talk about, oh, time to sew, my kids distract me,
yeah,
and all
there you
this.
Go.
And if I had to stop sewing and needle down was, I had made my choice, it was right where I was. And I came back to it, and that needle was still in that fabric. And that's why I liked needle down. And
or
then,
what if
of course,
you get
there's
hungry
pivoting.
And you got to make a
well, right, no matter what reason.
Pivoting,
what,
yeah.
No matter
mm-hmm.
what reason that you would get. You know, mm-hmm. I would sew even when all of you were still in school, but I would have to set an alarm so I would get up and go pick people up from
right,
school or
right,
whatever, you know,
right.
and I would have to stop, and I knew right where I was.
Absolutely.
And that was my advantage. And, you know, I worked with Deirdre for years, and she sewed with needle up.
That's right.
That's what she liked. So it's a preference.
Sure. But something that I think that, you know, everyone who's ever tried one can agree on is that the knee lift. You know, don't you
right.
think? I think
absolutely.
Everybody has really given it a shot. Now, there are some people have said, I have a fragile hip.
Yes.
Like, or something like that.
I actually, what tendon is that goes from your knee to your
IT band?
IT band. I actually bruised my IT band one time using it because I made like 44 garments in a weekend, you know, for a show choir thing. And I had to put a pad on my.
Yeah, you made
now,
a pad.
And in a commercial setting, they do have a big round disc that's padded that is on that
right,
knee lift.
Right, right.
But I actually wound up with my IT band being sore because I'd hit that sucker so many
some repetitive
times.
Motion
yeah,
injuries.
Yeah.
And so, just before, one thing to end on, different knee lifts look different.
Yeah, they look a little bit different.
On
right.
machines, even within a brand. Okay, well, thank you all for listening. I think that's all we have, but we love these lifts, thread lift and knee lift. And if you get to try one out, you know, at your store or something like that, or if you've never tried a knee lift, have someone show it
or
to
if
you.
If you're making a choice whether the machine has it or not and you need it, my suggestion is go for it.
And if you have any questions, you can always email us. You'll get me at Mallory@sewhere.com. And our Instagram is ZD Sewing Studio. And, yeah, there's all sorts of ways to get a hold of us. You can join the Self-Sewn Wardrobe Facebook group, right?
Facebook, the Self-Sewn Self-sewn wardrobe.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't I do a good job naming that?
Why?
Well, thank you for listening.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.